It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. So?
Well, I'm doing okay, but I'm not playing fantasy football either.
Yeah. I haven't had the greatest of luck this season so far.
Greatest of luck, he said. No,
I
you stink a, at it. That's the deal.
I lost by a point this week.
It's not about luck. You stink at it.
Yeah.
At least this year.
Yeah.
But you've pledged. You're 0-4.
0-4.
And you've pledged to be the first fantasy football player in the history of fantasy football to start 0-4 and come back and win the league.
Exactly.
Let me know how that works out.
Can be done.
Is it because the other players are playing so well or because the coach on your team just makes poor decisions?
A little of both.
Okay. There's enough blame to go all around.
Oh, yeah.
Fantasy football.
It's largely a crapshoot.
Yeah, but it is all-consuming on the weekends.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun.
It's fun.
Well, it's a little interesting.
Yeah, it's
People
fun.
People can take it to the extreme, I know that. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't do that. But it provides a little interest for those games that maybe you wouldn't watch otherwise.
True. I used to do that. I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's tough enough to yell at the TV for one team that you're really into.
That's true.
It's really a difficult weekend if you're yelling at the TV when every game is on. That's just way too much. You know, it spooks the animals in the house. Kendall Warren is in with us here this morning. You don't play fantasy football, do you?
No way.
No. No, I sprained a knee. I can't do that anymore. Hey, tell us about W&S Appliance.
Thank you, Jim. I got a couple of used upright freezers, 115, 116 cubic foot. Still have that French door bottom freezer, stainless steel in like-new condition with front dispensers. A couple of used side-by-sides. Got a new near-new slide-in electric range in excellent condition. Still have that electronic air cleaner, practically new. Have a matched front-load washer-dryer set. One used automatic washer. Used 30-inch electric range. Still have that Maytag drying center. A couple of used gas dryers. And a used direct vent water heater gas. Got dehumidifiers in stock in several sizes. Lots of refrigerators to choose from by Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, KitchenAid, LG, and Frigidaire. Good selections of models, colors, and prices. And, of course, as usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Water heaters, gas, and electric, we deliver, install, haul the old heater away, and, of course, service it later. Jim?
Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. As we've turned the page into another new month now, the month of October is, of course, upon us, which means lots of things. And, you know, it's kind of cool. Did you see the news out of Washington, D.C.? We finally figured out a way to stop elected officials from ruining our lives. Let them do it. They shut themselves down. They got out of our way finally, huh? People are looking at that as a bad thing. Well, I guess it's all in your perspective.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, October is a month that, you know, each month has a lot of designations attached to it and things, and a lot of it's educational awareness type things and what have you. But October is one of the busiest months when it comes to all these different types of designations that are attached to it. I was looking up the other day. There, you know, the monthly observances for the month of October, how many do you think it has?
20? I don't know.
Well, yeah, it has 20 from here to here on the page, and then 20 more from here to here.
Times how many?
Then you go to the next page, and there's another 20 and another 20 there. 112 is what I counted the other day for designations for the month of October. And that's just the monthly designations. You know, each day in October has, in some cases, maybe a dozen more designations on each day and stuff. When you look at the different days, you know, this is this day and this is that day. And then you've got weeks that are designated certain things. Oh, my Lord, you start adding all those up? Yikes. I don't know how you keep track of all that stuff. You know, like I said, some of them are important things. Some of them are issues that probably need awareness. Some of them are educational type things. Some of them are just a little goofy, meant to be a little bit fun, but just so you're aware, there are a lot of things that you should be aware of this month. For example, October is Adopt a Shelter Dog Month, which is always a good thing. It doesn't have to be just one time, but it's a good time to be thinking about those types of things. Let's see here. I looked through the list, and there are plenty more here, too. October, the month of October would be things like, oh, American Cheese Month, because that's really important. Need to focus on American cheese, don't you?
Sure.
Cheeseburger or just a hamburger? What are you looking for? Let's see. It's Apple Month, which makes a lot of sense. There's a lot of that going on right now. Bumper
that
crop.
Makes sense, yeah.
Bumper crops. I mean, there are people calling us out here at the office saying, can you put on Trading Post that here's my address and we have apple trees and if people want to come pick them, they're welcome to, but it's low-hanging fruit because the branches are darn near laying on the ground anymore. They're so heavy. Yeah, Apple Month, and it's been a good apple year, apparently. It's Bat Appreciation Month because we should all appreciate bats. I assume that has nothing to do with baseball.
No, probably
not. Not so much. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's Bullying Prevention Month. It's World Blindness Awareness Month. So all important things. Caffeine Addiction Recovery Month. Yikes, that gets about half the population. let's see. It's Children's Magazine Month. Do they still make magazines?
In electronic form, perhaps.
I was going to say, I thought magazines were going the way of the newspaper. Kapui.
Still get a couple online. Of house.
Yeah, there's still a few of them circulating around. Okay. Let's see. It's Class Reunion Month. Apparently, it must be a big month for class reunions. It's Co-op Awareness Month. It's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. As I said, there are a lot of interesting and good educational things on here, too. Also, things like Emotional Wellness Month. It's Employee Ownership Month. It's Emergency Management is a Family Affair, Improve Your Home Month. Did you get all that?
Huh?
Yeah, I know. There's a lot going on there. It's Financial Planning Month. This is also Feral Hog Month. That's not a big problem here.
Not here.
Texas, it's a big problem.
Yeah, huge problem.
Yeah, they have laws regarding that down in Texas. It's German-American Heritage Month. I guess that's a big deal in Manning this week, huh? Or this month. Let's see. It's also Go Hog Wild, Eat Country Ham Month. Okay, I'm good with that. It's Halloween Safety Month, which obviously makes lots of sense. It's Head Start Awareness Month, Health Literacy Month, Home Eye Safety Month, Italian-American Heritage Month. Let's see. It's International Walk to School Month, which a lot of folks do. You get to this time of the year, we've seen a lot of those walking school bus type programs get started again.
Yeah, that can be a good thing. Not so bad.
Well, some cases it might be the only exercise some of those kids get.
It might be.
So it might be kind of important. It's Long-Term Care Planning Month. I don't know how often you think about things like that, but those are issues that probably need some things to be, need some time to be thought of. Let's see. It's also National Animal Safety and Protection Month. It's National Audiology Awareness Month. It is National Bacon Decorate Month, which I suppose goes hand in hand with all the cookies that you'll be decorating here as we get into the holiday seasons. A lot of Halloween cookies. Did you guys decorate Halloween cookies when you were young?
No.
Oh, those are the fun ones. That might be more fun than the Christmas cookies. Let's see. It's National Book Month. Good to pick up one of those once in a while. It's National Caramel Month. Take that together with National Apple Month, and I think you got something right there. It's National Chili Month, which makes sense. This is the time of the year. A lot of folks start to think again, that sounds like a good thing. Let's do that. Let's see. It's National Crime Prevention Month. It's Dental Hygiene Month. It's also I mentioned Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It's also National Field Trip Month. Maybe a good time to head out for a while. There are a lot of different things that have to do with a lot of important issues and some things that have to do with the food. I'm amazed how many food things are in here. It's National Popcorn Poppin' Month. Don't need to ask me twice. It's National Seafood Month. It's also Pizza Month. There you go. It's Pear and Pineapple Month. It's Rhubarb Month. Sausage Month. Spinach Lovers Month. You were probably all over that one, weren't you? You're not a spinach lover?
Yeah, I like spinach.
There you go. That's a good thing. Yeah, there are a lot of different things on there, too. You can run right down the list and see all those things. I'm pretty certain that if you're looking for something to glom onto in the month of October to trumpet the banner for, you'll find something. We've pretty much got a whole bunch of things in there, different types of things covered. So enjoy. You know what October also is? It's one of the prettiest months of the year. If you like the outdoors, I know even for folks who seem to love spring and summer months, it's hard to beat fall. Fall's a really fun time of the year with all the activities and events and things going on, the changing of the seasons, the outdoor activities and things. A lot of folks who just couldn't stand the unbearable heat at times in the summer months love to get outdoors in the fall and see all the fun things. It's going to change rapidly here, so enjoy the month of October. Get out and have some fun with it. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren so he can tell us more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got freezers testing upright, a matter of Whirlpool and Frigidaire, from sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot, and most of those are in stock. Got lots of ranges, freestanding models on display, and a full line of built-in cooking appliances available on special order, drop-in ranges, slide-in ranges, cooktops, and range hoods. Got lots of washers and dryers, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG, top load and front load with sizes of in the washer up to 5 cubic foot. Have stack units for those of you with limited space. We also offer Speed Queen, which are made in the United States. They carry 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service, 5 years on the washer motor, and 10 years on the washer transmission. Stop and see us at W&S and try to do it today. The pot's on. Jim?
All right, thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Just a couple more here real quick. You know what? It's self-promotion month, too, which I thought didn't need a month anymore because with Facebook and Twitter, pretty much everybody's self-promoting all the time anyway. So who needs that? And just so we're clear on this, the month of October is also Squirrel Awareness Month. Now, that is different than Squirrel Appreciation Day. That's in January, so don't get the two confused. That's very important. Squirrel Awareness Month. Hey, you go out and make it a great day. God bless America.